2024 is the 30th year of the Prospect Park Baseball Association Recreational Youth Baseball and Softball League. Our mission has been to provide boys and girls with a safe and positive place to play this difficult game, to be a team member in a competitive environment, to learn to win with humility and lose with grace, and to accept that no one is perfect. We are among the largest youth baseball and softball leagues in the city. Every week in the spring, we play at least 100 games on as many as 12 fields. Since we are only comprised of the heads of the 5 member organizations, we cannot be everywhere. We must therefore rely on coaches, parents, umpires, and the head umpires to model good sportsmanship and to communicate any issues or concerns to us. Learning and practicing the skill of umpiring is an opportunity we offer the older boys and girls of the community. It is a great work experience for them. They get to earn money, learn and implement rules in a potentially charged environment, and learn to interact with adults from a role of authority. For many, this is a first job, one in which they must show up on time, in uniform, and ready to take control. Some of our umpires have gone on to umpire summer travel league and high school games while in college. The umpire organization we hire, NYTB, has been supervising and assigning umpires for more than 25 years. Every year since 2008, they've run a Sunday winter training school for new candidates. Many of the umpires you see on the field are new and experienced teenagers, adult umpires, and head umpires who supervise all the umpires and address umpire and coach questions. Umpiring is difficult and full of complex judgment calls. For example, the strike zone is the 17-inch width of home plate, and its height is between the crook of the knees and the midpoint between the shoulders and the belt. That means that the height of the strike zone changes with each batter. In addition, the umpires are instructed to extend the width of the strike zone by the diameter of the ball for the younger divisions because in recreational play, pitching is far more difficult than batting. The complexity of umpiring increases manyfold when the bases are loaded and a ball is hit. In that situation, there can be 9 or 10 fielders and 4 base runners moving at the same time with plays possible at any of the 4 bases. Our umpires are taught to anticipate the next play and then follow the movement of the ball. At the same time, they must take an unobstructed view of the play in a position that would not interfere with a possible following play. There is a reason why high school games have 2 umpires and pro games have 4 or 6 umpires. In most of our games, there is only 1 umpire. To try to create consistency and avoid unnecessary controversies, we've created a checklist for the umpires to use for the pre-game home plate meeting with the head coaches. On this page is a link to that checklist. We have asked all the coaches to review it. If you see any issues or have any comments about our umpires or the way we run the league, please let us know by using the link below, which is also at the bottom of our homepage. In the past, it has been rarely used. And of those complaints we've received, most tend to be unspecific and well after the event. We take them seriously and always look into them. If there are issues, it is a disservice to us and the umpires not to address them. We cannot fix something we know nothing about. To help avoid unnecessary controversies, following this introduction are audio files created by our umpire organization that address rules issues that seem to arise more often. Please take to heart and actively support our mission. And please do not condone negative rooting. Help your coaches clean and clear the dugouts quickly after each game. And please do not put an umpire in the position of having to warn a head coach of the possibility of ejecting anyone or ending a game due to someone's improper behavior. Finally, please do not warm up or walk near any of the fields while a pregame warm-up or game is being conducted. It is unsafe and unfair to the other team. Thanks for your support and have a fun season.